share my fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you tonight, Lord God, for the word you've given me, God. God, I'm thankful, Lord, for the great privilege we have, Heavenly Father, to pray and to ask you, God. Thankful, God, you treat us as sons, Heavenly Father. I'm grateful for that tonight. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you'd anoint the message tonight. Lord God, you gave me a word, God, and it'll be a non-effect, God, unless I preach it in the right kind of spirit, Lord. God, would you give me that right kind of spirit, Heavenly Father? Lord, would you encourage the saints of God? Lord, would you encourage Liberty Baptist Church, God, that we'd go away from here, God, closer to you? God, more eager and willing, God, to serve you, Lord, and to be a light for you. Thank you, God, for the precious blood of the Lamb, God. Thank you for mercy and grace, God. I'm glad tonight, God, it's not all about works, Lord, but it's because of what you've done and not what I've done. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. You got your Bibles tonight. You don't have to stand. I'm going to read one verse of Scripture in Proverbs. If you want to turn with me to Proverbs chapter number 27. Make that Proverbs chapter number 20, verse 27. My dyslexia kicked in when I typed out my notes this evening. Amen. Proverbs chapter number 20 and verse number 27. Lord woke me up in the wee hours of the night a couple nights ago and had me to read this verse of Scripture about 2:30 in the morning and give me a thought from it. The Bible says in verse 27, "The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly." And I want to preach on that thought in the first part of this verse where the Bible says, "The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord." The title of this message tonight is, "Lord, Light Me Up." Lord, would you please light me up? And there's something I would like for everyone to understand before we get into the meat of this message. Is first of all, there's three different parts of our being. We have a physical aspect, we have a mental aspect, and we have a soul. Now man doesn't believe in that third part called the soul. They think we have a mental and we have a physical, but God says we got all three parts. And we must understand, first of all, that when God saves you, this would help a lot of us if we could really comprehend this tonight. When God saves you, He saved your soul. He didn't save your body, and He didn't save your mind. And the enemy will have a field day with you with both of them. Amen. Your flesh is still going to have desires that shouldn't be there. They'll embarrass you. The word of the enemy will tell you God can't use you anymore and you've already messed up and you might as well just wait until God calls you home. Amen. And then He'll get in your mind with every little thing that passes your way and He'll play around with you. So I want you to understand tonight before we get started in this message that the Bible says that the soul of the man is the candle of God. Now, you're right. If you say, boy, I'm not fit for anything. Physically and mentally, you're not fit for anything. But God has saved your soul, and He's got a use for your soul tonight. And my thought tonight is really, I'm going to be preaching on candles tonight. I'm going to be preaching about candles. And the first thing I want to talk about tonight is the practicality of candles. Or the demand of candles. Why do we need candles? Number one, and first off, I'd like to say that we need candles because of darkness. Amen? Because of darkness. And I won't turn. You don't have to. Go ahead and turn. Psalm 18. I'm just going to read a couple of verses. Psalm 18 and verse number 11 says, "He made darkness His secret place. His pavilion round and about Him were dark waters and thick clouds of the sky." And later on in this verse, down here in verse number, in this chapter, in verse number 28, it says, "For thou wilt lighten my candle, the Lord my God will enlighten my darkness." Amen. And you know, the Lord, it says here that He made darkness His secret place, and then He made us. You know why He made us? That He could light up and shine in the dark times. Now, a lot of people would argue me about this point. I just believe in a sovereign God. But Brother Ken, if God allowed dark times, He might as well made them, is the way I look at it. So God created the dark times in your life, not where you could not where you could let your candle go out, but He made the dark times in your life where you could shine brighter in a dark time. God created every storm. Brother Jason, I hate to say it tonight, brother, because I don't want to hurt you and your wife, but God created this dark time in your life, and He created that your light might shine brighter tonight. There's a practicality and a need for a candle. You see, we need candles because of darkness. And every once in a while, God, what He'll do is He'll turn off the lights where we'll need candles. Amen. Some of y'all got candles at home. You won't turn them on until the power goes off. First thing you're going to do is look for a flashlight or a candle. Amen. And God, every once in a while, He just suddenly, unexpectedly let the lights go out. Why? Because God must have the glory. And if there's any mistake, there's a lot of mistakes we're making as Christian people in these last days. And one of the biggest mistakes we're making, Brother Ken, is we're trying to take the glory away from God. We're trying to take it and accept it. Whether you admit it or not, you get to thinking that you've done something to merit all the blessings you've got. Darkness is one of the practical needs that we have for candles. The devil is one of the needs we have for candle folk. I don't know if y'all figured it out yet, but I'm going to remind you that your soul, if you're saved, you are a candle for the Lord. The Bible says it right here. The devil, he's the prince of darkness. And when I'm overwhelmed by him every once in a while, my candle will blow out. And guess what? That's when, Brother Ken, I need you. And Brother David, I need you. And Brother Mike, I need you. I need your candle to shine. I need your candle to be lit when mine goes out. Because let me tell you something, folk, tonight everybody's candle in this place is going to get blown out from time to time. And let's not forget the title of the message tonight, Lord, Light Me Up. Lord, light me up. We not only do we need it for darkness and for the devil, we need it for deliverance. Deliverance. Deliverance from what? Deliverance from a stink. Now, Vicki Jean, was she ever cooked salmon or something in the house? Anything fried, she just can't stand the smell of it. I think it makes me hungry. But she thinks it stinks. She'll get that big old red candle and light that thing up. And I don't know what smells like cranberries or something. And she said, I got to get rid of the smell out of her house. What's somebody were to come in? I said, well, I guess they get hungry. You know what? But sometimes you light a candle up for a stink, Brother Ken. And sometimes, you know what we do? We shut off. We shut our light off and we let our little candlelight get blown out at the worst possible time. Because let me tell you something. When we go to stinking, when we get in sin, and when we get so involved in ourself and our selfishness, that's when we need our candle lit more than any other time. When you get away from God and you make a mistake, that's when you need your candle lit. And the devil will say, hey, done got your candle blown out. You might as well forget it now. You're no good for nothing. He's a liar. Amen. The practicality. Candles. And not only that, I'm going to talk to you for a couple of minutes on the production. Y'all don't get nervous tonight. I've got about a 30-minute message. So don't get all anxious. I know you're tired. I'm tired on Wednesday nights too. There's a production. First of all, when they go to making a candle, it's pretty simple. You got to have a wick first. And by the way, as far as these wicks go, my wife reminded me that a brand new candle, when that wick's white, it takes several times to get it lit. But when you go, after that thing done got black, done been lit a few times, you put a little fire, that thing, and back off, boom, it's lit. Sometime, Brother Ken, I think we expect everybody to get it and pick up on us and get lit like we do. And, you know, they take that wick, first of all, and then they got to have wax. What it does is it makes the wick burn longer. See, that wax got to melt out of the way, and it makes it go slower, and it makes you have more light. You know, and the thing about it, and the third thing then the production it's got to have warmth. I'm going to tell y'all something. When God is making you into the candle of God, it's going to get hot. It's going to get hot, and you can go ahead and expect it. You'll never be used for God, and you'll never be a light for God until you're broken. You see, you must go through some fires first. And that wick, Brother Ken, it's, you know, if you think about that being as a Christian soul, it's almost an ugly thing. Because it'll be dipped in that old hot wax and pulled out. Cool off. Dip in again and pull out. And cool off. And sometimes you'll think, well, is this ever going to be over with? God, where are you trying to get me to, Lord? Well, you know, it requires a pain and it requires heat for the production of candles. And I rush to get to this point right here because this is really where I want to preach. Amen. Reckon I wish we could figure that out sometimes, but I guess God needs an introduction. I really want to preach right here on the perversion of candles. On the perversion of candles. First of all, I want to talk about them fancy candles. Them fancy candles. When Vicki and I first got together, Brother Ken, I like candles. I like to burn them. I reached to grab that little lighter with a stem on it. I fired up a candle and she hollered at me. What are you doing? I said, I'm lighting a candle. Don't light my candle. I said, what you got a candle for if you ain't going to light it? She said, you're going to mess it up and it ain't going to look pretty no more. Well, that was one of them fancy candles. I couldn't understand it, Brother Ken. I said, what you going to spend a good money on a candle if you ain't going to light it? And some of y'all men know where I'm coming from. Some of y'all ladies ain't got a clue. What good is it? That's like buying a new truck, Brother Ken, and parking it on your carport and say, boy, look at this new truck. I sure do like this thing. I believe I'll get my bicycle and go uptown. I mean, think about it. These fancy candles. You know what? They're good to look at. I mean, they look real good. They look real pretty. Reminds me of some Christians, Brother Ken. They look real good, and they fill a spot, and they help decorate the place. They help fill a spot, but they won't get lit for nothing. They look good. I mean, they look fine, but they're so fancy, they won't let God light them up. Scared to death, afraid something's going to run. Afraid something's going to run off of them, going to get embarrassed a little bit. God help you tonight. And by the way, there's all different kinds of candles, and we're going to preach on a little, I hope every one of them, I don't really know what all kinds they are tonight. But Brother Ken, this candle thing, some of them's made real thin and tapered. They're all made different. And my wife's one of them little thin candles that you light it, you know, it runs them little things down the side, little driplets and little tears. When my wife gets lit, that's the way she worships. God will light her candle, boy, and them little tears will flow down. And she gets that little thing and she goes, she's trying to keep it from running her makeup. Now I said, just let it go. I mean, you look good without it anyhow. Dotting that old face, but that's the way she goes. And you know what, Brother Ken? I try to think about what kind of candle I was. I'm a Roman candle. You light me up and I go, boom! 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 And if I don't watch it, Brother Ken, I say, what's that little old dripping thing doing over there? And they worship him. They worship him just like I am. But let me tell you something, you get lit, something going to come off or out or run down or something, amen. How can you help from it? How can you keep from it? Now, see, I done grown up and matured and realized, Brother Ken, everybody ain't no Roman candle, but you can at least be a little old tapered candle. And you know what? I'm telling myself now, your light will last longer than mine will. Because mine's going to be, boom, then I'm going to go out. Then, boom, I'm going to go out. Old Roman candle. Them fancy candles. Are you a fancy candle tonight? What about them old flex candles? I remember one time Vicki said, we put them old, all them Christmas decorations out. And now I guess I'm ugly. I have her put up a tree. I said, if you want to put all that stuff out, and you put it back up. But she had them real pretty red candles. Well, let me light them, Brother Mike, because they're pretty and red. Next year we got them out, they was all bent. They got hot up in the attic, and they was curled over, bent, twisted up. Hey, I got to light them in. You know what? A bent out of shape candle will burn just as bright as a straight one. Just because you got bent out of shape don't mean there ain't no hope for you. God lights you up. You can do just as much light for the Lord as somebody is straight up down can. Hey, it don't matter what's happening in your life. Don't make no difference where you've been, what you've done. Glory to God. You may look ugly. You may have scars. You may have bent places. But God can light you up just as good as He can anybody else. Flex candles all been out of shape. Some of them candles was leaning up against something. And they got hot and melted. And they took the shape of what they was leaning up against. And you know, Brother Ken, a lot of people in the church, they get out in the world and they shape themselves according to the world. They come into the church house all shaped up like the world and can't understand why they can't get into a good old lighting service, Brother Lee. God walks around wanting to light folk up. Can't understand. But you know what? There's even hope for you. You can still be lit. You see, the devil will tell you, oh, you got to go for a debriefing period. You done went out and got like a world. You done said something you shouldn't have said. You done offended somebody. And now you got to wait 6 months before you can worship. Show me that in the Bible. My Bible teaches me that God's a forgiving God. My Bible teaches me that He's made a way whereby I can go to Him and say, God, I'm sorry. Lord, would You forgive me? You know what He says every time, Brother Ken? I forgave you when I gave my only begotten Son to die on that cross and shed His blood for your sin. Amen. You done forget. Good to go. Go ahead and worship. Go ahead and get tore up and get lit. It'll be all right, amen. Them old flex candles. Lord mercy. I think we got a lot of these in the church in 2012 now. Fat candles. One of them things in the house is about that big around. That's one I like. I don't know why. I guess it's kind of a little like me. It's about that tall or about that big around. Had four wicks in it too. Boom, there goes that power, baby. That's four times the power. You light all four of them. But you know what happened to that old fat candle? You could light all four of them up on that fat candle. And it wouldn't produce as much light as one of them trim candles, Brother Gerald. Just old dim light. And it burned for just a little bit. And it was so fat that the stuff built up and put the fire out. Old fat candles, they don't produce a lot of light. They just take up a lot of space. Yes, sir. Amen. We don't need to let our blessings make us fat. And I'm afraid that's where we've gotten to. I like what Brother Adam was teaching about the other morning. Boy, you touched my heart. Lord, help me. I've complained because God's taken away some of my benefits in this world, Brother Adam. But then, when He took away some of my benefits of this world, it made His benefits shine that much brighter. See, what God done is He took me and trimmed a little of that excess off of me. I got to trim some of this off. This boy is the kind of boy, he just going to sit around and get fat. He won't be no good for nothing. And y'all may be able to be blessed. Everybody's different. There's all different kind of candles. But let me tell you something. If I get too fat, Brother David, I'll be good for nothing. God's got to keep me trimmed up and white down to where when He lights me up, I'll burn for a while. If I don't, I'll burn out on my own blessings. God help us. God's been so good to us. I tell you what, don't get me wrong. I hope this country turns everything around. I hope what the experts say is going to happen don't happen. I really do. I had a man today at a bank tell me that the interest rates in the country is probably going to jump 7-8% shortly. That'll ruin me. I'll be done. But you know what? That Brother Gerald, that might be the best thing that could happen, would be for the United States to go bankrupt. Hi, I wonder what all of us candles will be like in here on Sunday morning. If we come to the house of God all broken, tore up, and all the fat trimmed back. Well, Brother Ken, I lost my house this week. Glory to God. I lost my car. I lost my job. I lost my 401k. Hey, I got $105 cash that won't buy a bag of groceries. I wonder how bright we'd burn. Oh, I just messed up somebody's little party. You thought being a Christian meant being rich. Not necessarily. Not necessarily. Hey, no, I ain't preaching there's something wrong with having something. Ain't a thing in the world wrong with it. If God bless you, after the Bible teaches me over in Ecclesiastes, it tells me I ought to enjoy the fruits of my labor. Amen. You got it, spend it, glory to God. Have a good time with it. Amen. I ain't just proud for you. I ain't jealous of you. Drive you a new four-wheel drive truck. Make sure you put your wife in a new SUV. Amen. Fat kennels. Amen. Them fat kennels don't. What about them old fake kennels? Mallory's selling them things. They fake. They ain't even got a wick. See, if they ain't got a wick, it ain't going to produce no light. Then fake candles, all they're going to produce is smell. Amen? But I think about three of y'all got that. For those of you like me, let me explain. Them fake candles, they just a big old ball of wax, and you put them in some kind of little old hot plate, and they melt and produce odor. They're just going to say, well, if the power goes off, you're just going to run over everything. But you're going to smell good, man. It's going to smell good. I mean, everything just going to be still and quiet and dark, but it'd be all right. It'd be all right. You know, see, what's wrong sometimes, Brother Ken, is we'll sit there, if we don't watch it, we'll sit there and try to light a wickless candle over and over. And they so many candles in the church house that's never had a wick inserted. They never started off with a wick. All they got is the wax. They got the odor. They got the shape. They got the colors. They smell like everything. Boy, they even look just like a candle. But let me tell you something. You try to light them up. Yeah, man, they won't light up and they won't produce a bit of light. And sometimes us preachers is bad about just harping and preaching on somebody, trying to get them to produce a little bit of light. They ain't got no wick. They can't help it. Amen. Fake candles. They ain't going to produce no light. You see, we're the candle of the Lord. And them old faded candles. You know, some of them candles we put up, they was red and they was pink next year when we got them out. Well, she let me fire them up. You can have these, Big Daddy. I fired them up. Burn them. Hey, man, I like candles. I just like to light them. They don't look like a whole lot when they faded, but they'll produce just as much light. You know, tell you something, if your love for God has faded, He can still light you up. You know, I'm getting there. I'll be 53 next week. I'm a senior, I guess. In this church I am. In this church I'm probably the oldest 5% maybe. I'm a senior. I'm starting to fade out a little bit. And let me tell you something, all y'all that's my age and older. You may say, well, I can't produce no light. I'm old and faded. I'm just going to sit here and fill my spot. I got news for you. You got a wick in you, you can burn. I don't care how faded you are. I don't care if your hair is gray, your skin is wrinkled, your health is gone, you can't walk without a cane, don't make no difference where you get, you can still produce a light for the Lord. Let me tell you something, when I was a little boy, Brother David down there in Sardis, Brother Mike down there in Sardis Baptist Church, you know, it wasn't the young folks that I remember. It was them old gray heads sitting over there. I tell you, a lot of folks didn't like him. And you know, I look back now and I showed the old Brother Jimmy Cummins sitting down there.
He sat down there in the front, and a lot of folks said, well, Brother Jimmy, he's just a grouch. He's just a grouch. He's just that. Well, let me tell you something. I can remember back now when the Holy Ghost started lighting that place up. Oh, Brother Jimmy, he'd squall. He'd throw his hand up. Let me tell you something. That old faded candle sure did burn bright. Because here I am, 53-year-old. That man, I reckon, I've been in the grave 30, 40 years, and I still remember his candle being lit. Don't matter whether it's faded or not. I guess what I'm trying to say tonight, we're all capable. If you got a wick, you can burn. Don't make no difference tonight. What about a filthy candle? You get you a candle, go out there and rub it in the dirt. Put anything you want to on it. As long as you ain't messed up that wick, you fire it up and burn it. You say, well, Brother Dennis, you don't understand what all I've done. I've had a filthy life. That don't matter. It don't make no difference. You can still be lit. I don't care. God don't care what you've done. Amen. As a matter of fact, I about decided those that's done the most appreciates Him the most. Amen. Don't join the club. You've done the more than I have in my life. Hallelujah. Hey, I'll let God light me up anytime, Brother Felton. Glory to God. Thank God. It's good to be around somebody every once in a while. Don't judge you because you passed, Brother Gerald. And God don't. Woo! Brother Ken, He don't care. He don't care what I've done. He don't care what I've been through. He just wanted to light me up where folk can see Him. Old filthy candles. I like them old filthy candles. They burn real good. Burn a lot better than them old fake candles and them old fat candles. What about when your fire's blown out? Let me go ahead and tell you something, folks. Storms in life's going to blow. Every one of you. Just because your candle got blew out don't mean you finished. Just because you got your feelings hurt or maybe you slipped up and done some kind of sin and your candles went out, all you need to do is you need to get right with God, get in the house of God and say, God, please relight me, Lord. I don't care if you have to do it every Sunday. Let me tell you something. Every once in a while, my candle gets blown out because I'm tired of the only one shining. Hallelujah. And let me tell you something. If you could turn these lights off tonight, I started to do that. I didn't want to scare children. And you can light up one candle right here. And boy, it'll make a lot of light. But it'll still be dark right back yonder in them corners. But you let everybody in here fire up a candle. We wouldn't even need these lights. Wouldn't make no difference. Fire's going to blow your candle out. You just need to get relit. It's going to happen. Storms of life are going to do it. Things are going to happen to you, and you're going to come to the house of God. You ain't going to feel like coming. Hey, hello, everybody. I don't feel like coming to church every time the door's open. I don't feel like it every time. Call me lost, heathen, whatever you want to do. I don't feel like coming every time. But I come on. You know why? Brother Gerald, I'm afraid I'll get blowed out. And you know, and I get blowed out, Brother Tim, a lot of times. Just, and I'll be honest, I spent about a month and a half now just blow slap out. And I keep coming. You know why? Because I'm waiting on that special something to light my fire again. Amen. I believe it happened Sunday. Thank God for such a wonderful meeting. I don't... Boy, those of you that was here Sunday morning and Sunday night put together, I don't think I've ever seen a Sunday morning, Sunday night combination service as wonderful as what went on here. It's so good, it lit my fire again. Oh, I thank God for it. I thank God every day for it this week. I ain't forgot about it. Oh, hallelujah. I'm glad that when your fire's blown out, it ain't over with. And you know, them old finished candles, some of you think you finished. You're done with. There ain't going to be no more fire come out of you. But let me tell you something. Your candle ain't burned up. You just need a good reason to get lit again. And let me tell you something. God will give you a reason to get lit again. He'll produce some darkness in your life. You know what God will do? He'll produce darkness in your life to where your light will shine in that darkness, and folks will see His marvelous light. But you know, the product of candles, and I'm done. I'm all right. I got 11 minutes left or more. The product of candles, first of all, there'll be a light that comes from it. You know, you'll get to know the God of light during the dark times. He'll subject you to the darkness so He can light you up and show forth His marvelous light. And we've already said that in Psalm 18:28, where it says, "For Thou wilt lighten my candle, the Lord my God will enlighten my darkness." You know, all you looking to the world to get lit, there's your problem. Listen, I ain't harping on nobody. Y'all my family. But they, some of you, used to burn bright. I'm stepping outside of my outline just for a second. Some of y'all, you've let your light get burned out. You don't shine like you used to. Some of you, I'm afraid what you've done is you've let the world blow your light out. And let me tell you something and warn you. I'd warn my children. And I don't know why I wouldn't warn my brothers and sisters too. You let your light get blown out by the world long enough, and God's going to produce some dark. If you're a child of God, He'll produce darkness in your life where you'll seek to get lit up again. I can promise you that. Be careful right there. God's a God of mercy, and He's a God of long suffering too. But let me tell you something. He didn't save you. He didn't save you just to give you a home in heaven. He saved you where He could burn you because you are God's candle. He saved you to produce light with you. God saved every one of us for that reason right there, to bring light and to bring glory unto Him. You see, it produces light and it also produces a lifting. You know, Luke 8:16 says, "No man, when he lighteth a candle, cover it with a vessel, or putteth it under a bed, but setteth it on a candlestick, that they which enter in may see the light." You see, there's a lifting that comes from this. Matthew 5:15 says, "Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but put it on a candlestick, that it giveth light until all that are in the house." Amen? And why are you ashamed, folk, of getting lit? Why have we letting the world make us ashamed to get lit up for God? God help us tonight. We've gotten to the point where we're ashamed, where we're worried about visitors. You know, and I got to admit that tonight. If I'm honest with you tonight, I'll be truthful. As the church has grown and the visitors has come in, I've let the devil sit on my little shoulder right here and whisper in my ear. Now, Brother Dennis, you're a Roman candle. How about you calm down a little bit and turn in one of these little tapering candles? Because you're going to run off this new crowd that we've got to fill up this new section over here. And you know, Brother Ken done got a vision. You have too, of this side right here being opened up. So you better calm down a little bit. That way more folk can come in and they'll be able to fit. And we'll be able to fill this thing up. Let me tell you something. I just need to let her shine. Amen. You see, because I'm going to tell you something. The church down, the Baptist church down the road, I don't think they're all wrong. That's just the kind of way they like to worship. I'm not going to say they're in hell because they're not like us. But that's why they've got a church on every corner. Because we all burn differently. But let me tell you something. My pastor from day one has let his candle burn bright. And why am I going to be ashamed and put it out where somebody that might fit here that don't belong here? I've got friends that don't like loud preaching. They don't like loud worship. I believe they saved. You know why? Because they act like a Christian out yonder. They do business dealings like a Christian. They treat me like a Christian. Every time I'm around them, they act like that. But they go to church that I call dried up and dead. They just different, Brother Ken. I ought not adjust myself to fit them in the house of God. And I shouldn't expect to go to their church and turn it into a shout-a-thon. Amen? You see, there's a lifting. It's about lifting Him up. Blow your candle up there high where folk can see the one that lit you. He put a wick in you. And then He lit that wick. He didn't make you to sit around and look pretty tonight. He didn't mean for you to sit around and be fat and take up space. He wants to light you, and that gets me down. Boy, I'm fixing to get to where I want to get right here at the end. Oh, let me tell you something. There's another product of candles, and that's the lost folk. You see, Luke 15:8 says, either that woman having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, doth light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she find it. Let me tell you something, an outline ain't going to save folk. Best preacher in America come in and preach a month-long revival. That ain't going to save nobody. Let me tell you how them folks going to get found. First of all, they got to get lost. The next thing's going to happen, there's got to be a candle lit. There's got to be a fire burning. There's got to be a fire burning where the light of Christ will shine and show them their sin. Hallelujah. That's the only way we're going to get folks saved. And light your candle. Hey, you looking for Brother Ken to save folk, ain't nobody going to get saved. You looking for the song leader to save folk, it ain't going to happen. I tell you when folk going to get saved around here, whenever one of us quits being ashamed and quits being fat and happy and we light our fire and let God light it and we just let it, hallelujah, if we can let it go, we're going to let it burn. For the lost, and lastly, my last point, product of a candle is a legend. You know, real candles of God get used up. I don't know where I'm at. Maybe I'm about right here. I don't know. Who knows? I may be here. This may be the last time I ever preach or do anything for the Lord. I don't know. But Brother Lee, let me tell you one thing. I hope when I cross over, God done burnt me slap up. I don't want to get to heaven one day and have some candle left. I don't. You know what? I don't want to leave this walk of life. When I set a legend, let me tell you something. I want my children and my grandchildren to remember how I stayed lit. And I pray to God they'll follow me. I want to be something, Brother Tim, they can follow. Not in my bad habits and not in my bad ways, but let me tell you something, when the God of glory comes around and He fires up that lighter, I want them to remember back when Big Daddy and when Daddy got lit, amen. I want them to look back and say, let me tell you something, my daddy didn't leave no candle when he stepped out of here. And let me tell you what I'm going to do. I think I just let my candle burn. Hey, church done got quiet. I hope when it gets quiet, one of my grandboys stands up on the pew and just pitches a fit for the glory to God. I hope he gets up and shouts the house down. Hallelujah. And you may not be no shouter, and that's all right. But however your candle burns, you need to let it burn. Let me ask you something tonight. When's the last time you got lit? Been around some of you for quite some time. If you be honest, you'll say it's been a long time since you've got lit. When's the last time God lit you up? Ask yourself that question today. What happened? Did you get blowed out? Did I hurt your feelings? That's going to happen. Pastor hurt your feelings? That's going to happen. Brother Mike hurt your feelings? That's going to happen. Brother Tim hurt your feelings? Brother David hurt your feelings? It's going to happen. Did the one sitting over hurt your feelings? It's going to happen. What do I do, Brother Dennis? Why I just get so discouraged and I get my feelings hurt so bad? You got to get back around the fire of God. You got to get on your face and you say, yeah, but somebody else blowed it out. Well, God can light it back. When's the last time you got lit, Brother Ken?